What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Finding Direction. I am excited to sit down with you this week on our episode as we dive into three ways to build momentum in your life immediately, right away. And before we dive into the juiciness of this week's episode, I just want to take a moment and say thank you from my heart to yours for being here. Thank you for being a listener of the show. I am beyond grateful for your time, your energy, and your presence joining me on this journey to create a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. So thank you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can join us every single week. All right, so as we dive into the three ways to build momentum in your life immediately, we want to first and foremost start to look at the idea of momentum in our life. And I would ask you to take a look at your own life and reminisce on a time where you felt like you truly had momentum in your life. It could have been momentum in your fitness. It could have been momentum in a career. It could have been momentum in a relationship. But as I look at my own life, and as I encourage you to look at yours, what I've noticed personally is that in the times in my life when I am in momentum, everything is flowing in the right direction, right? The dominoes are falling forward. Things are happening. Things are going in the right direction ultimately. And I am living in a sense of flow, right? Having that passion, that purpose, that fulfillment in my life. And when I'm not in momentum, everything is harder, right? When I'm not in momentum, and you could see if this is true for your life as well, when I'm not in momentum, sometimes truly it's hard to get out of bed in the morning. It's like, I want to hit snooze five extra times. When I'm not in momentum, it's like, I don't want to do the thing to move the needle forward in my life. I don't want to, whatever it is, right? When I am not in momentum, things are 100 times harder. It feels like you're walking in cement to take one step versus when you're in momentum, it feels like you're running on a treadmill on the highest speed. So what we want to look at is whether you're in momentum or whether you feel like you're walking through life in that cement and you're just trying to get on level one in the treadmill, just trying to build a little bit of momentum, we want to look at how can we start to take that step. And we're going to do it by three specific things that I've done in my life that I want to share with you that I know and I believe can help you create momentum in your life. Now, the first way that I create momentum in my own life, when I am feeling stuck, when I am feeling like I'm walking through cement, when I am just not in a sense of flow, when I'm hard on myself, I'm beating myself up, those sorts of things. The first thing I do to create momentum in my life is I implement a practice that I call capturing 3 wins a day. And all it is really, really simple, that at the end of my day, before my head hits the pillow and my eyes close, I ask myself, what are 3 wins that I could be proud of today? What are 3 things, whether they're tiny, whether they're massive, what are 3 things of some scale that I could pat myself on the back for? Right. Yesterday, for example, one of the wins that I had was getting to the gym. And that was a win for my life, right? Getting out, exercising. And another one is I'm having a conversation to come to a potential university to do a talk there. And we booked a conversation to basically have the conversation about coming. So that was another win. Another one was that I had a healthy lunch. And that was another win, and a healthy dinner. And so those were 3 wins that I captured in my life. And the reason that you want to capture the wins is because you may have heard me say this on the podcast before, but success breeds success and failure can't breed success. So if you get to the end of your day and you're going, this didn't go right, that didn't go right, I didn't do this the way that I wanted to, it's so much harder to go into the next day of your life and wake up with momentum. It's like if you end your day being hard on yourself, you're going to wake up feeling like you're in 2 feet of cement, metaphorically, trying to take a step forward the next day because you've buried yourself in beating yourself up in the sense of what didn't work. So ultimately what you're starting to do is you're starting to shift your focus from what didn't work to what did work, what did not go well to what did go well. And if you can just capture three of those at the end of the year, at the end of your day, I know from my own experience, it's helped me build momentum, and I believe it can do the same for you. So as you get to the end of your day today, before your head hits the pillow, really simply ask yourself, what are three wins that I could capture today? And use that to build momentum as you go into the next day. Now, the second way you can build momentum is to start with one thing. Start with one thing. Sometimes what I've noticed, again, in my own life, is that when I get stuck in that cement, right, feeling like I'm barely moving, like I can't just create momentum, what I've noticed for my own life, and again, you can see if this is true for yours, is that I am so consumed in the bigger picture. I'm consumed in all of the things that I need to do. I need to accomplish this. I need to do that. I need to trek these 7 things and do those 20 things and do this 6 stuff. And then I'm not even still going to be where I want in this grand scheme, in this big picture of my life. And when I get so caught up and I need to do 100 different things, it puts me back in that cement. It puts me back in that place of, even if I do take a step, I don't feel like I've made momentum because I'm focused on the 100 things that I feel like I need to do. So one thing that I've done, if I want to build momentum, and I would encourage you to do the same, is really simply asking myself, what is one thing I can do today? What is one thing that I can focus on today that if I accomplish this, the needle would move forward in my life? And it's really simply asking myself that. We had a guest recently on the podcast, and one of the things he mentioned was he goes, sometimes we're so focused on all of the things where in reality, if we just focus on the one thing that we need to do today, that's really what actually gets us to the bigger picture anyway. So the second way is ask yourself, what is one thing that you can achieve today that would move the needle forward in your life, and literally only focus on getting through that, accomplishing it, doing it as best as you possibly can, right? Remember, clarity creates action. So what is the one thing? And then finally, the third way that you can begin to build momentum in your life immediately, and this is what I've seen in my life, is taking care of the other parts of your life. Now, I've noticed in my own life that when I am not in momentum, I don't eat as well. I decide to skip out on going to the gym. I decide to not go on that 20-minute walk that might be really useful to just get outside and go walk and take a fresh breath of air. Right? I've noticed that when I'm not in momentum, it is easier to lack in other areas of my life. It's easier to say, you know what, I'm just going to throw on 2 or 3 hours of Netflix rather than like reading a book, or rather than doing something to grow my mind, rather than, you know, having a conversation or going and have a picnic with my girlfriend. Like, I've noticed that sometimes when I am not in momentum, I let the other areas of my life drop. And what I've noticed is when the other areas of your life begin to drop, it drops the area maybe you're focused on more importantly, maybe that's your profession, and it continues to put you back in that metaphorical cement of no momentum. So if you want to start to build momentum, ask yourself, what are some things that you can do in other areas of your life to just take care of the other parts of your life? Is it that you go, you know what, this week, I'm just going to get back in the gym one day this week, or I'm going to get in the gym 5 days this week? Is it you go, you know what, instead of doing Netflix tonight, I'm just going to read for 30 minutes and grow my mind, right? Is it you go, okay, instead of doing Netflix, I'm going to go hang out with some friends tonight and just like enjoy that aspect and that part of my life, right? Is it instead of doing, you know, whatever it is, moping on your couch, you go, I'm going to take my significant other for a date tonight. And it doesn't need to be like, we're just going to go on a free date. We're going to go have an experience, and that's going to allow us to just bond a little bit more. But what I've noticed in my life, and what I would encourage you to do as well, is if you want to begin to build momentum, start taking care of the other parts of your life. And if you do that, you'll notice you're going to slowly begin to build momentum in your life. And then obviously, once you take care of the other parts of your life, once you start with the one thing that you need to do today, get to the end of the day, and again, capture 3 wins for your day. All right, my friend, that is the 3 ways to build momentum in your life. I truly believe that if you do one of these, or if you do all 3, This is going to help you start to get out of that metaphorical cement of trudging through the day to all of a sudden get on speed one on the treadmill, to speed two, to speed three, and ultimately get it to the place where you are in momentum and you are flowing in your life. Thank you so much, as always, for being here on the show. If you enjoyed this, I would encourage you, send it to a friend that you know is maybe feeling a little stuck. Maybe they need to build a little bit momentum in their life, whether it's personally, professionally. Send this to them right now. I would appreciate you so greatly for it, and I know they would appreciate you for thinking of them as well. So send this to a friend. Other than that, have a beautiful, unbelievable rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care, my friend.